Now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Today we keep our harvest festival here at St. Botolph's. And with the theme of harvest comes the theme of stewardship. And at the heart of this biblical term is the recognition that the gifts that we have are not our own. As the psalmist puts it, we are the sheep of his pasture. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Already in Genesis, the language of dominion and stewardship are nestled in tension with one another. We have power, we have authority, but we also have responsibility to exercise over creation. We are given control, but we recognise that we are also to be held to account for our control. And so at harvest, when we look to the world around us, we recognise that everything is a gift. It isn't a possession, it doesn't belong to us, but is ours to steward, to care for, to tend, and to keep diligently. We recognise that we are dependent on God to give us our daily bread, the things that we need, the things that sustain, the things that are life-giving. We acknowledge and recognise our dependence and reliance, and in so doing commit ourselves to use the gifts that we've been given wisely and for the good of all. We also today mark the final Sunday of Father Stephen with us. After several years of distinguished service, first as priest in charge, and latterly as rector. And Father Stephen is also a steward. This word steward is a good way of thinking about priests and their role. Despite Father Stephen's seeming unflappability and ability to cope with all that comes his way, he is also dependent and can only perform ministry as effective as that which he has, by being dependent and by being rooted in God, in the sacraments, and in prayer. The sacraments are not Father Stephen's own. They don't belong to him. The people here, gathered today, are not his own, but he has been entrusted with them and their growth and development over the past 4.5 years. As a steward of God's grace. Priests and those with a particular vocation are not called to minister in their own strength, but in the strength of him by whom they are called. As the Common Worship Ordination Service puts it, those to be ordained are told, "You cannot bear the weight of this calling in your own strength, but only by the grace and power of God. Pray, therefore, that your heart may be daily enlarged and your understanding of the Scriptures enlightened. Pray earnestly for the gift of the Holy Spirit." And so both our theme today of harvest and our reflection on Father Stephen's ministry in this place encourage us to recognise dependence and reliability and reliance. Father Stephen may well be retiring from this position, but he continues to be a priest and will continue to derive the strength that he needs from God, from prayer, from the sacraments. He doesn't feed the people with his own food, but with the food that comes from on high, the life-imparting heavenly manna, the bread of life that is the body of Christ, broken and served for you in this and every Eucharist. And so harvest is about gratitude, about recognising that we aren't responsible for feeding ourselves. We do not live or minister or serve in our own strength. We would never survive if that were the case. We would never survive without God's constant provision to us. And whatever our vocation, whether ordained or lay, we rely on being constantly fed and nurtured. Luke's Gospel, immediately before the start of today's reading, gives us a story of a barn owner who doesn't seem to get that. The rich fool, as he's known, decides to build a bigger barn to keep all of the crops that he has just collected in a very abundant harvest. He wants to be in control. He wants to be able to depend on himself. He wants to have enough for a rainy day and many more. He doesn't pray for his daily bread, but prays for his annual bread. He wants more than enough. He wants to stockpile. Give us this day our daily bread doesn't have much resonance for him. But he wants his lifetime bread. He wants it all at once, that he can then control and use and distribute as he wishes when he sees fit, rather than resting on that continuous relationship of trust and reliance with the gift and ultimately, and more importantly, with the giver. Instead, we're called to trust that God will provide, that we will be given enough, that we will be provided with all that we need, just as the flowers in the field and the birds in the air are. And that's hard. As a teacher, I like to be in control. I like planning. I like to be one step ahead of the students, if not many more. But actually, this requires a degree of unpredictability, of putting ourselves into God's hands, trusting that we will be given what we need when we need it. And so nothing is a possession to be grasped, but a gift. And so praying for our daily bread is to pray that we will be given enough, but that also there will be enough to go around. And part of what it means to be a steward is to ensure that that happens effectively, that the gifts that we are given are shared. If harvest is a metaphor for stewardship, of how best to deploy our God-given gifts, then we also need to think about pruning. Living in rural Lincolnshire, the process of agriculture is all around. If I take a few steps out of Stamford, it's easy to see all of the equipment and machinery that is used to gather the harvest, to separate the wheat from the weeds, to gather crops. And in agriculture, we often need to trim and cut back. Those of you who are keen gardeners will know that trimming and pruning are essential parts of growing whatever it is, whether it's vegetables or trees or shrubs. We need to prune, we need to cut back to make growth and to make the harvest more efficient. And that language of trimming and pruning applies just as much to the harvest of our own spiritual lives. As we seek to remove the weeds that are the distractions, that are the idols, that are the things that prevent our God-given gifts from growing as well and as effectively as they might. And it's the sacraments, whether the Mass or the sacrament of confession or any of the other sacraments, that prune us, that rebuke us, that challenge us, that uplift us and build us up. We present ourselves in this and every Eucharist to the altar, recognizing that we and our lives are a gift, asking for the water and the food that sustains and grows us, and allowing ourselves to be pruned and trimmed. We pray every time we approach the Lord's table that we might be shaped, that we might be cut back where needed, that we might be changed fundamentally by our encounter with the risen Lord present in his sacrament. And we do that to prepare ourselves for the harvest day of the church, when in the words of our first hymn, all will be safely gathered in. When the gifts that we have been given, the gifts of faith, will be fully actualized and realized in the heavenly kingdom. In the words of John's Gospel, this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those whom he has given to me, but raise them up on the last day. We gather the harvest, we gather the fruits of our labour in the fields, but we also think about the church, which is being constantly gathered in. And the church is not ours to build, but a gift from God, an eternal dwelling place prepared for eternity. And many in the church seem to think that we are responsible for that growth. We need a myriad of new churches. We need thousands of new disciples. There are fewer people in the pews nationally. The church is failing. The church is shrinking. We need to do something about it. The obvious thing to say to that is that the church is not failing. The church exists both here on earth and in heaven, and the Lord is adding to his number every day. But the crucial thing to remember is that it's the Lord who draws people to himself. We can have a hand in that. We have a role to play in that, whether ordained as Father Stephen or not. We all have a commission to share our gifts, to share the gift of faith, to draw people into the Mass and towards the altar to receive the gift that is Jesus Christ himself. We have a role to play as beggars, showing other beggars where we have found bread and where we have found life. But crucially, we remember that we share in the work of the Lord of the harvest. The harvest is not our own, but his, by whom we are called and sent. And that too stems from the mentality of stewardship, recognizing that our faith, our lives, our work is all a gift. And so we pray that we may be good stewards, and that in the end, all may safely be gathered in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.